Now, on the line, I have Brendan O'Brien, and he is the head of technical services in the transport section with Dublin City Council. Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Not bad at all. Did you like that piece of music?
I did indeed, yeah.
She's
very good.
She is. She's excellent. She used to be with a group called Bad Sea. Who I absolutely adored. I thought they were fabulous, but they only released maybe a half a dozen tracks.
Right.
And then she went underground and then came back on her own about 6-7 months ago. And I'm really looking forward to, because she's a great, playful voice and good fun. But talking about good fun, we're going to be talking about the pedestrianisation trials that are going on at the moment. Maybe you talk us through it.
Okay, well, we started them last weekend. So on Saturday and Sunday last weekend, we had pedestrianised 5 streets around the Grafton Street area, from 11 in the morning to 7 in the evening. And this is a place like South Ann Street, South William Street, Drury Street and Dame Court. And so that went quite successful. It attracted a good, an increase in footfall in the area. The various restaurants who were licensed to put tables and chairs out all reported, an increase in business. And so this weekend we have it with the bank holiday Monday, we actually have it for 3 days, and we've also extended it. So it's now from 11 in the morning to 11 in the evening. So 11 in the morning to 11 in the evening, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. And on those streets then it gives restaurants and cafes the opportunity to have some licensed tables and chairs, and to have some additional space and some safe space for people to eat out at and enjoy the city and come back in and rediscover it.
Now, I have to say, I think this is it's a brilliant idea. But I think Cork City has taken a bit of they got one up on you. They got onto the telly and have, over the last couple of days, and really been pushing it with what they're doing. Terrible of them. Those Cork people again.
We're not in a competition with our sister cities,
we think
this is obviously good for Dublin, and hopefully people will come in and enjoy the experience, and gives us lets us see how the space has been used and what way we can in the future make more of this.
Yeah, and particularly in the time that we're living in the COVID time, as you might call it, I think it's a great idea. It's giving that part of the city a much bigger chance of getting back on its feet. As in, if you've got a little cafe that maybe normally takes 12 or 13 people, If you're going to have 2 meter distancing, you maybe only going to get 3 or 4 in. So with this, you're going to have far more people.
Well, you will. It gives people the opportunity, but also, people like the fact that it's moving the city to kind of more pedestrian friendly area and more space where people will have time to sit down and have a coffee, have a meal, and just enjoy the city again. I mean, a lot of people haven't been back in the city centre since COVID struck, so it gives people an excuse or a reason to come in and actually rediscover it.
Yeah, and I think it's far more comfortable for people.
It is.
Tell me this. This is just a trial at the moment. So if this goes well and it's all positive, what's next? What are the next steps?
Yeah, so we're currently, looking for people's views. There's an online survey on our website, which we'd encourage people to go to and give us their views on what works, what didn't work, what they'd like to see, so far it's been quite positive. So on one of the streets, South Ann Street, we're going to do some temporary works to build out the footpath so that the actual space for tables and chairs will be there 7 days a week, and then depending how the success this weekend goes, we'll start looking at some of the other streets as well.
And you know, we've all been in Paris and Rome, and well, most of us anyway have been to you know, European cities and that, where this is quite quite usual that you would have some of the pedestrian areas set up and tables and chairs out on them. But I always remember being in Rome maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and this was slightly out of centre, shall we say, outside the area of the trams. And myself and my good lady wife went out for a bit of a walk. We were looking for somewhere to eat, and we walked down this reasonably darkish street, and we were saying to ourselves, maybe should we be here or should we not? And the next thing, there was a gap, and there was tables and chairs in a single line on the footpath, and it was just so unusual in this totally residential area. I wouldn't say there was many tourists around, but this seemed to be a just totally natural thing for them to do.
Yeah, and you know, we'd certainly the whole aspect of social distancing has certainly driven that more here, and you know, so we're responding really to a lot of requests we're getting in to put more space to allow more space outside. And so that's very much what we're about at the moment. So, you know, hopefully this weekend and the next couple of weekends will go well, and we'll look to see whether we extend it, whether we make some parts of it permanent, or what the feedback is to us. And hopefully it will be of benefit to the you know, to the businesses in that area that really are struggling.
And tell me this, what is the vision for the future? I'm sure there must be some sort of a vision of where the city council would like to see things going.
Yeah, so I suppose in and around that area there is a vision of certainly improving the streets and you know, looking at the potential of pedestrianising some of them. We obviously know, you know, that there's various different car parks, there's various different premises that require deliveries and access and so on. So it's you know, it's a kind of balancing act as well to look at what the current use of the locations are. But I suppose, you know, with you know, trying to bring forward projects such as the pedestrianisation of College Green, you know, I guess within the broad city centre, really running from O'Connell Street, Henry Street, over towards Grafton Street through College Green and so on, it's very much to have a pedestrian priority area with the opportunity to really allow people to you know, make use of the outdoor space for their business.
Yeah, I'm sure there must be an opportunity in certain areas, because I would love to see this going across the city, not the whole place all pedestrianised, but certain sections of it. And it would be a very good way of controlling traffic flows through the city.
Yeah, so you know, where we can do that, we'd certainly be looking at it. And, you know, there's a number of projects to do some of this permanently. There's pedestrianisation as a part of Liffey Street being advanced, and you know, they're slightly longer term projects, I suppose. What we're looking at is what we can do in the next week or month, you know, as businesses are struggling.
Indeed, and I think it would be great going out into the different suburban areas as well, the old towns, as you might say, or the old villages, like I was going to say Coolock Village here, but you know, if you'd have Rat Mines and Ratgar and places like that, that it could enliven all these places again. And
yes, yeah, no, absolutely. And look, it takes a while to do that. It takes a while to change you know, a location that's, if you like, been dominated by maybe car parking you know, changing it to a different use, and then trying to make sure the businesses can still survive, can still get deliveries, and can still function while, you know, opening up the area to people. So it's a challenge, but that's something that we want to see expanded.
And I'm a motorist like most people, and I'll have a whinge about it when it interferes with my way of getting around the city. But I think in general we accept it, that there is change and these things are all for the better, and we just have to get used to as probably it's a good that, you know, at the present time we have the new normal. It's the same way with changes within the city, like that pedestrianisation. We get used to it, and we figure out the other ways to get round the city, which are normally, you know, let's put it this way, they normally work out better.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. No. Absolutely agreed. So I mean, the European and, you know, worldwide model is that these are good for the city and you know, can take a while to deliver, can take a while to change people's minds, but once they're there, much better for the city, much better for people, and much better for the businesses.
I'm going to stray into something a little bit different, but it's something that's been on my mind for quite a while, and I'm getting older, and I'm getting more laid back, as they say, and I'm not rushing around the place as I used to be. The there's a plan at the moment to introduce 30k limits around the city, extend it, we should say, rather than introduce it, extend it around the city. And when I first heard of it, I said, oh, that's mad, you can't be doing that. But then the more I think about it, it is more sensible, because most of the time we don't travel more than 30 kilometres an hour anyway because of traffic and things like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's two aspects to it. There's one aspect to it, yes, where a lot of the time we're not travelling faster than that. But the second aspect to it is the difference, the quantum difference between travelling at 50 and travelling at 30 in terms of the impact you have if you have an accident, if you hit a cyclist or you hit a pedestrian, is you know, one is one, you know, if you're traveling at 30 kph, you know, 9 out of 10 people will walk away kind of from that. But if you're traveling at 50, you know, suddenly you know the actual chances of killing somebody is so much greater. You know, so your own speed, it's not just your own utility of getting somewhere fast. You have to think of what you're doing to people around you and the risks that you're putting those people in. So that's part of the reason that we want to reduce the speed, because the lower the speed, you know, people make mistakes, you know, things happen, but the lower the speed, the more forgiving any accident is, you know, so you're not looking at a catastrophic incident.
And, of course, the less emissions that you're putting out as well.
Yeah, there is that, but I suppose, you know, it's driven by the desire to recognise the fact that, you know, when people are driving, they're you know, it's not just because you want to go somewhere in a hurry. It's actually the fact that you're driving where people live, where people work, where people are moving around. And you really need to be cognizant of that and to make sure that you're driving at a speed that's safe to stop. So from that point of view, we're quite keen to roll out more of those, and they serve as a reminder to people as well that, look, you know, you have a city where people live, and they're not just roads, they're where people actually have a community and have a neighbourhood.
Indeed, and as I said, the first time I saw that, I was kind of taken aback, and I thought it was a bit crazy. But the more I've thought about it and the more I've looked at it, the more I'm in favour of it myself, personally. And I'm not meant to be giving out my own views, I know that, but that's just how I feel about it anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you very much, Brendan, at such short notice for coming on and having a chat with us. I really do wish you all the best with the pedestrianisation in as it is at the moment, and I hope it extends out, because I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it'll do really well for a lot of the coffee shops and so forth, and the little restaurants. But I also think it will do a lot for retailers, that it will give people a chance to walk around and have a little bit more time in the city.
Yes, I agree with you there.
So, Brendan, thanks for having a chat with us.
No, so thanks very much.
All
Thank
the best.
You.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Brendan O'Brien, and he is the head of technical services with DCC's transport department. And he was just chatting to us there about their view on the pedestrianisation that's currently going on around the Grafton Street area and their wish to bring it forward to other areas in the city as well.